We do have Josh Heupel on the line, and we want to go to the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers. Yeah. Coach Heupel, thanks for joining us, and welcome into the nation.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me back on here. It's been too long.
We can have you out every week.
you just bring us dinner, Josh, and it's a plan. How about that, man? We'll sit here and have dinner.
That sounds good.
Hey, listen, I know you were talking just before you came on. You had the open practice yesterday. You had your scrimmage this week. What do you like best to this point about your football team, what you've seen about them?
I think the biggest thing is that they're competing to get better every single day. It does matter to them. They are a prideful group. We're nowhere near where we need to be and where we're going to be by the time we kick off next fall. But they are a group that's taking coaching, and I think the culture is absolutely changing. There's an accountability piece from within our locker room that's starting to take hold, something that was missing in the beginning of this process for sure, something that they recognized was missing. And that doesn't change overnight, but guys are starting to grab onto it. And when it starts changing inside the locker room, the demand of who and what they're going to be every day, that gives us a chance on the practice field and eventually on the game field.
You know, you talk about the culture. When you come into a new program, okay, and you've played football at a high level as a quarterback, you've coached at a high level. When you're taking over a new program, Josh, is that the hardest thing? Is that the greatest challenge for a coach to sort of get the infrastructure, the culture, everything you want the way you want it?
Yeah, I think for sure that's a piece of it. I know just having gone through a rebuild as a coach or as a player, excuse me, coming into Oklahoma, a team that hadn't been to a bowl game for, I think, 5 straight years before I got there as a player. New coaching staff. I think the number one thing that you have to do is you got to have a really clear vision of who you are, what are going to be the demands inside of your program, and how you're going to get there. And then your players got to latch onto it, and the accountability piece is critical. It's the foundation of any relationship that you have. It's the foundation of any program. Guys got to be willing to do what it takes to every single day to get themselves to gain the inches that you need. And our guys have, you know, they've learned that. And we're a whole lot better than we were week one to week two to week three. We've continued to get better, but we've got to continue to push and hold each other accountable and take those steps. But they are that. And there's a pride inside of this group. You know, a year ago, the disappointment, they hear the outside noise, and it matters to them that that this becomes a place of pride for them, but for the state, too.
How much do you have to weigh, Coach, you know, understanding you're only, you know, halfway through spring practice, install is still a long way to go to get to be complete, and that, you know, you're missing some key players, whether it be a Jimmy Holiday on offense who's limited or, you know, Jeremy Banks and Roman Harrison on defense. I mean, you're missing some key pieces there that will probably be able to help you come September. So, I mean, how much do you, you know, not worry about the end result of a practice and more worry about, like, the individual pieces that are coming together to make the whole complete?
I think, you know, for us as a collective group, at the end of it, you look at the attitude and effort. That's something we grade every single day. That does matter. But then it comes down to individual reps, coaching it, getting better. Guys gaining inches in who they are as a player. You know, you go through spring ball, you're always going to have guys that maybe are coming off from an injury, a surgery, whatever it might be, that aren't a part of your on-field experience in helmet and shoulder pads or scrimmage situations. It's never the end result of where you're at here in spring ball. It's always about continuing to push forward, get better, the inches that you got to gain individually and collectively as a unit. You know, in year one, you're installing from ground zero your schemes, your verbiage, and you're always constantly weighing, you know, the installs that are going to take place that you want to put in. But at the same time, your kids being able to latch onto it enough that they're able to go out there and know how to play and compete. And so our kids are getting better. You know, our scrimmage won. There were a ton of positives on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Kids competed. They made plays. I think you don't ever want to come out of a scrimmage saying that this side completely dominated from play one to play, you know, 100 of your scrimmage. The same thing as you go through spring ball. You probably got some issues if that's the case. We got to continue to recruit, develop our players, and get ourselves where we want to be by the time we kick off next fall.
Everybody wants to talk quarterbacks, but I think one of the more interesting positions on your football team is running back. Seems like you got a lot of quality bodies there, maybe not a lot of experience. What do you like about that group? And one guy that you know we have not seen yet, and I know really hadn't been able to do anything since y'all went into pads, is Tyon Evans. What maybe excites you about him that you've not been able to see, but you think could be there?
Yeah, a guy that just got nicked up here, a couple of days into spring ball. The first couple of days you saw him, compete at a high level, play with great pad level. Has great vision and does a great job of delivering blockers to the second level. He's a guy that, if he gets healthy, is going to be able to come back and help us a bunch, later this spring. But as we get into the next fall, guy, it should be a big part of what we're doing offensively. That group, youth, not a ton of experience at that position, but guys that I think are getting better every day. Coach Mack has done a great job with that group instilling our offense to do a have a great understanding of what we're doing in the run game. They're going to get better at playing with better pad level. They've done a fairly good job with ball security here early in spring ball. They're learning our schemes against the different fronts and their ability to hit the right aiming point, press the line of scrimmage, and make sure that they're using the five guys in front of them to help them. They've done a pretty solid job in pass protections as well. That's an area that with young running backs is really critical in their development because that's a big part of what they do on Saturdays, is making sure that they're keeping the quarterback clean and then, being able to catch the football out of the backfield too. Those guys are growing every day in what we're asking them to do.
You're listening to The Nation. We're visiting with Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel. Josh, it's Chris again. Austin mentioned quarterbacks. I know the job's never going to be won in the spring, but what do you pay closest attention to this time of year? As Austin said, you're about halfway through spring at that position. You just try to evaluate these guys coming out of spring and where you are going into the summer and then the preseason.
Yeah, I think that quarterback's about making the 10 other guys around you a whole lot better. A big part of that is just, your ability to play one play, positive or negative, to reset, go play the next play. Your body language matters, your energy. I think scrimmage situations are awesome for an ability to see how they handle the game management, but do they understand situational football? Third down situations, are they in four down territory? Their energy in between plays to be able to get the bigs moving after a big play and allow us to play with tempo, and their ability to recognize the mechanics of it, see a signal, communicate it, and then get their eyes on the second and third level and be able to make decisions. They've made a ton of plays. They've made some bad plays too. They're continuing to learn how to reset in between plays, and it's a group that's been pretty positive with each other too. So we're halfway through. We got a bunch of football yet that we're going to find a whole lot more out about these guys as they get deeper into our playbook here throughout our spring install.
Josh, the transfer portal is a way of life now in college football. How much do you and your staff continue to monitor that portal as you try to continue to grow this roster?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of the free agency waiver in college football, And that's just something that's going to be there from now and until we continue to move forward in college football. It's kind of changed the landscape of recruiting in some sense. For us, you look at where we're at right now. We get a couple guys back here through spring. We get a chance to evaluate those guys, go through practices, balance the needs of what you need inside of your program. Hopefully find some guys later in the spring, early in the summer that can help this roster out as well and be here to play a high level of football next fall.
I know you've been focused on the guys that are currently here. But have you kind of peeked at some high school film as far as, like, the guys that you all signed that aren't going to get here till the summertime to see maybe what those kids could give you when they do get here?
Oh, for sure. We did that right when we got here on campus, and those guys had already been signed. That's a part of just evaluating your roster that you currently have. That's guys that are here, guys that are going to be here that you already know about, and you try to, look at their skill set, that you see on tape and where you think they're going to fit in inside of your program at positions and you know, who are the guys that you feel like maybe have a chance to play early, and they're going to be able to give you some depth here on this roster as well.
All right, Coach, you've been in town for, what, a couple of months now? Have you ventured out anywhere? I mean, have you found some niches in Knoxville? Somebody told me you were at Long's Drugstore with Glenn Ellerbe here lately. Is that right?
we're hitting some of the honey holes, the town favorites here in Knoxville for sure. We're our entire staff, when they get a day off, and really a day off might not be the right word to say it, and when they get a few hours off, they're able to get out and find their way around town. You know, more and more of our families are coming into town here. We've got guys moving into their houses and just finding a way around town. The community's been awesome, and it's been great to just get to know some of the people of Knoxville.
Josh, I got it on good authority, though, man. You guys have been grinding pretty hard in there. There hadn't been a whole lot of off days, so I'll throw that out there.
The days, they start early and they end really late. That is true. You know, the timing of when we took over, it's always a little bit of a rat race in year one. You always kind of feel like you're a little bit behind, but certainly the timing of when I took over made it even a little more difficult for our staff. But we're chipping away at it. Guys are working really hard. Got a great staff here. They do a phenomenal job of investing in our players off the field, do a great job of coaching them, seasoned vets on that side of it, and do a tremendous job in the recruiting realm as well.
You know, when you have had a chance to interact with the fan bases, whether it's, you know, at a restaurant or out and about, what has been sort of the overriding message of fans to you about what they want out of this program? It's been a tough run. I think 8 losing seasons in the last 13 years. This is a prideful fan base. What has been sort of their message to you when you have interacted with them?
Yeah, excitement about change. I think there's a sense that they want the football program to be a sense of pride, and that's certainly winning football games, absolutely. It's also just the way they conduct themselves and who we are individually and collectively. I think that's really important to the people that are in the UT community. They're in Knoxville, they're in this state, and certainly a part of Vol Nation everywhere. We have every tool to have the ability to go chase championships here, building a foundation. And doing it the right way is absolutely critical. Recruit high character men, develop them, and go chase championships on the field. That's who we are, what we're building, and what we're going to do.
I know you guys have been focused on having, you know, letting the kids have some fun and kind of reinvigorating them and getting them, you know, excited to have fun in practice, or whether it be playing, you know, dodgeball or whatever else. I know for, you know, for prospects, for current players, jerseys and being different and kind of doing those alternate things are important. Will you look to go that route? I mean, Tennessee's wore black before. They've obviously had a few years of the smoky gray. Will you look to kind of talk to some of your players, whether it be your seniors, or is that something that you just want to do yourself?
Yeah, we're going to embrace that, and our administration is as well. I think that's important. You know, the having fun, man, it's important, right? Like, but that comes from having a real relationship with players. You know what I mean? Them knowing that you care about them as people, not just as players. That allows us to go out and compete really hard in what we do every day. And college football is hard, man. There's a lot of hours that get put in that. There's no reason you can't put those hours in, work really hard, and have fun while you're doing it, because you care about the people that you're with. And those experiences, that connection, that's real. You mentioned dodgeball. I mean, that's one thing that we did, you know, for 30 minutes after we got done with the early morning, 6 o'clock, winning ed program, you know, and our kids worked their tails off. There's no reason you can't have fun. You know what I mean? It's a Super Bowl party. It's guys being connected and hanging out at each other's houses. That's who and what we're going to be, man. That's just what this program is going to be as we move forward. That's in everything and in anything that we do.
Well, I saw one of your support staff tweet a picture of you on a ride at SeaWorld. So I know Dollywood wants to get you. I know Dollywood wants to get you up there on the Blazing Fury in the next month or two.
Hey, I look forward to getting over there to experience a little bit of Dollywood. But I do. I think, you know, guys are going to work really hard. They're going to come here because they want to chase championships and achieve all their dreams. There's no reason you can't have as much fun as anywhere in the country doing it right here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, Josh, man, we really appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. And I'm going to let you off the hook. I told you the next time you came on, we're going to make you sing Rocky Top. We'll give you a few more months to practice on that. But maybe the next time down the road. And I do want to see a one-on-one dodgeball match between you and Coach Garner. That is something we need to try to set up down the road.
No chance that Coach G's got a chance to win that one. No chance.
Well, man, thanks for the time tonight. Good luck to you guys. Best wishes, and we hope to catch up with you soon down the road, okay?
All right, appreciate it, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
That's Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel.